Just something from yesterday, and then we'll go on. The Gemara brought down two Amoraim that hold he can use a kikur v'tinuk to move muktzah. And the maskana of the Gemara is that kikur v'tinuk doesn't help, except for a mace. So there's a sheet that the Meiri brings down that the only time a kikur v'tinuk doesn't help to move muktzah is if you put it on Shabbos. But if you put the kikur v'tinuk on the muktzah before Shabbos, you can move any muktzah. There's a Rosh who says that the only time a kikur v'tinuk doesn't help is for muktzah machmas gufo, like a mace. There, for that kind of muktzah, only a mace does it help to put a kikur or a tinuk on the mace and move it. Other muktzah machmas gufo, which is also to move for any purpose, the kikur or tinuk won't help. But for something, a klisha malachto v'isser, which anyway is mutter to move with tzorach gufo makomo, if you put a kikur v'tinik, you're allowed to move it afilu michamal etzel, even to move it to protect it or whatever. That's what the Rosh holds. And the Rajba and the Balamor hold that's what's it called, osur, even for that, doesn't help to move klisha malachto v'isser michamal etzel, a kikur v'tinik, and that's how the Taz and the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah Taka Paskin like that, but the Mechaber Paskins, what's it called, like the Rosh. So it's a Machlokas for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, according to this Mechaber, you could put a kikur v'tinuk on klisha malachto v'isser and move it just to protect it. And according to the, by the Taz, you wouldn't be allowed to do that, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rav Shulchan Aruch that the Mokum Hefsid Gadol, to be a big loss if you don't move this thing to protect it, then you can put a kikur v'tinuk on klisha malachto v'isser, like the Rosh, and move it to protect it. Okay. Go on. Mishnah and Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Beishamei Omrim Ma'avirin Me'al Hashulchan Atzamos Uklipin. Beishamei says you're allowed to take bones and shells off the table directly. Ubeishilol Omrim Misalik Es Hatav L'Kula Menara. Beishilol says you can't take them off directly, but you can shake off the tablecloth. So you're moving them not directly, but Tiltul Menatzad, for the sake of getting rid of the muktzah. Ma'avirin lefnei hashulchan peirurim pachos mikazayis. You're allowed to take off the table crumbs that are less than a kazayis. Usar shalafunim, usar adoshim, v'tneishu meichel behema. And these things also, these are things that come off of lentils and peas because they're animal food. Since they're animal food, they're not muktzah. Shvug im yeshlo or beisachizu mekanchimbo. Spug is a sponge. Machlok is where exactly the sponge comes from. Some say it grows on fish, this sponge. And others say that it's something that that grows like wool. It's not part of a fish, it's like a fiber, fabric. See the difference as we go on. So you can't, unless it has a handle that's made out of leather or any other kind of handle, then you can't wipe things up with it. You surely can't squeeze it out, but you can't even wipe things up, because if you have to hold the sponge itself, you're inevitably going to squeeze things out. If it doesn't have a handle, you can't, what's it called, squeeze it, you can't wipe with it. Either way, it's not muktzah, because theoretically you could wipe things when it's dry or whatever. It has a use. And it's what's it called, not mekabel tumah, it's not a kli, legabi tumah at least. Rashi. Mavirim biyodai me'al ha'shulchan, you're allowed, according to Beis Shammai, according to the way the Mishnah says, to take peels and shells and bones. Rashi says that somos koshim, hard bones, she'enam ri'im l'kelev, even though they're not fit for a dog to eat, they're too hard, still you're allowed to take them off the table. Uklipim shalagozim, and nutshells, the less still the Beis Shammai muktzah. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of this kind of muktzah. This kind of muktzah is not muktzah according to Beishamai. Ubeisilam mesalikas atavla sheyesh toras kli aleha. You're allowed to pick up the tablecloth, which has a toras kli on it. Avalo yitalk laklipim biyadayim Rabbi Yehuda. And Beishilam holds like Rabbi Yehuda that this kind of muktzah is muktzah, and therefore you can't move it directly, but you can move it tilkul minatzad by shaking out the tablecloth. Maviram yala shulchan stamahi. Now the Mishnah goes on. This part of the Mishnah is stam, like the what's it called? Like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Peru and pachas mekazayis, the koshkin kazayis, even less than a kazayis. Surely a kazayis can before his time mashe Michael behema. Kazayis for sure, animals will eat. Even less than a kazayis, animals will eat. Even though people won't eat less than a kazayis, crumbs that are less than kazayis are already not edible anymore. Usar shalafunim, sharbitim shalkitnius. Shakint is Godalbahem, the pods of the peas. Afunin is whatever. Or Besachiza. Besachiza shall or shechzenabol. It has to have a handle made out of leather or any other similar kind of thing to hold on to it. Mekanchen bo tavla. You can use that to wipe the table. A mekanchen bo shall also nischa beinatzbosa. Because if you doesn't have a handle and you have to hold on to the sponge, inevitably you're squeezing it. Nikol b'shabes shunaguv. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos when it's dry. The ain't a makabel tuma, the ain't no low cleats, the low beged, the low sat, the low mateches. It's none of the materials that the Torah says are makabel tuma. It's not wood, it's not fiber either made from pishton or tzemer, right, wool or linen. It's not a sack, which is made out of the hair of goats. The low mateches, not metal. Doesn't fit into any of the categories that the Torah says. From here it's mashma, that something that is not one of the materials the Torah speaks about, there's no tumah, b'chlal, even if it's similar. Plastic, therefore, would not be mekabel tumah, b'chlal, is not one of the materials the Torah spoke about. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman, Anu ein lanu ela Beis Shammai, k'rib Yehuda, Beis Hillel, k'rib Shimon. L'maisa, we have a different girsa in this Mishnah, he said, and that Beis Shammai is the one who holds the k'rib Yehuda. He has to switch Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. What Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah, really Beis Hillel said. That you're allowed to take off the bones and the shells from the table directly, because this is not muktzah according to Reb Shimon. And Beis Hillel that's what Beis Hillel said, not what Beis Shammai said. And Beis Shammai is the one who holds like Reb Yehuda that it is muktzah. Rashi, Anu ein lanu, ein anu somchem on Mishnah seinu kemoshi. We don't rely on the Mishnah the way that it says, and we hold that the keishim mishnuya ela muchlepes shitasa. We have to switch around the opinions. But Beis Shammai said what Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, and Beis Hillel said what Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah, and that is the authentic version. Beis Shammai k'Rav Yehuda. Okay. Mavirim l'fnei ha'shulchan perurin. You can take crumbs, even crumbs less than a kazayas. Misayel Rav Yochanan. This is a proof to Rav Yochanan. Dom Rav Yochanan perurim shein ben kazayas osu la'abdam biyad. Rav Yochanan said, in fact, it says you can take them off the tables. Mashma, you have to take them and put them somewhere. Right, other than destroy them openly. This is the girsa we have. So we learn from here that perurim, that even if they're less than a kazayas, you're not allowed to destroy them openly. You can only indirectly destroy them. Rashi, also la'avdam biyad, midiktani ma'virim biyadayim v'lo zorik lehu. Since it says you take them off the table, it's mash, you take them off the table intact. And then indirectly you get rid of them. But to throw them in the garbage, throw them in a place where they get destroyed, that you can't do. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, what's it called, the opposite. That the girsa should be over here, that you're allowed to destroy them. The fact that it says you can take them off the table, mashmi, you can take them off the table and throw them in the garbage. And that perurin, less than a kazayas, you can throw in the garbage. However, the Gemara says, I think we learned it in Brachas, that perurin, less than a kazayas, as there's still an inyus koshal anias, still causes poverty. It's not a good thing to destroy them even openly. Okay. Shasar shalafunim, the hair that's on the pods of a pea, mani Reb Shimoni, the lesli muktzah. This goes according to Reb Shimon. This stam mishnah is like Beis Hillel according to the way that we re-adapted the mishnah. That Beis Hillel is the one who holds the Reb Shimon, that these things are not muktzah, bones and whatever and shells are not really muktzah, And what's it called? According to Reb Shimon, therefore, you're allowed to take off these things because they are edible by animals. Moni Reb Shimon, he glesli mukta. Ema seifa. Look at the seifa. Shvug im yeshlo beis achiza mekanchin bo. Im lav ema kanchin bo. Esim lo Reb Yehuda. Bechora a shvug. If it has a handle, you're allowed to use it. If it doesn't have a handle, you're not allowed to use it. Mashma, what's it called? That's mukta. If it doesn't have a handle, like Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Shimon. So how could this part of the Mishnah go like Reb Shimon if the end of the Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda? Don't, why, what's, which Reb Yehuda? Not the Reb Yehuda of Mukta. But the Reb Yehuda, same Reb Yehuda, who holds a different thing. Domer, Dover, Shem, Eskavin, Osir. Right? Because you don't intend to squeeze out the sponge, but you can squeeze it out, Shalom, Bekavona. So it must go like Reb Yehuda, who holds Dover, Shem, Eskavin, is Osir. Otherwise, why would you not be allowed to handle a sponge? So it comes out that Lagabi Mukta, the Mishnah, is like Reb Shimon, and Lagabi Dover Shein Miskan is like Reb Yehuda. How could it be? Where it says, no, B'ho Afilu Reb Shimon Moda. With the sponge, even Reb Shimon would be Moda, that it's usher to use a sponge without a handle. Dabai Varova, Damre Tarbaya, Moda Reb Shimon, Sikresha V'Layomus. Because when you hold a sponge without a handle, inevitably the water gets squeezed out. So it's a Sikresha. Because it's a Sikresha, even Reb Shimon would hold usher. Rashi. The Lesley Mukta, the E Reb Yehuda Mi Esmo Lavla Behema Kaimi. According to Reb Yehuda, since when Shabbos came in, these things were not set aside for an animal; they were still part of the food that was set aside for a human being. So he holds that's Mukta, even though on Shabbos now it's fit for an animal, but it wasn't fit for an animal. It wasn't set aside for an animal before Shabbos. Shari Ochel Hayim Mohen V'Hayom Lokeach Mehem. Yesterday it was part of a food that was set aside for people. And that's the same thing as an animal that became a nevela on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds the mukta, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not. Because before Shabbos came in, it wasn't set aside for animals, set aside for human beings. Now it became a nevela, only animals can eat it. So since when Shabbos came in, it wasn't set aside for human beings, for animals, and only human beings, right, mukta, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Shimon, not. Same thing over here with these refuse that before Shabbos was set aside for people, and on Shabbos became set aside only for animals. According to Reb Shimon, it's not mukta. According to Reb Yehuda, it is mukta. Shein miskaven, shein miskaven lischot. Lechora, the sponge should be only also according to Reb Yehuda, because you don't intend to squeeze it; just it gets squeezed without intention, and only Reb Yehuda holds that's also. Where it says no, the squeezing of the sponge is inevitable, and therefore it's also even according to Reb Shimon. Let's go on. Hani garinim de tamrei ar maisa shorla metaltalinu hoil the chazin agav iman. Right now, according to Reb Shimon, if you have a pitch from a arami date, the arami date, its nature is that a lot of the pulp of the date sticks to the pit, so it's still edible. Okay, so you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, because it's not mukta, it's fit for animal food. The parsaisa usher, but a Persian date, right, is usher to what's it called, is usher to move, because the pulp comes off the pit completely, and the pits aren't fit to eat the chlav. Rashi, garinim shel tamarim behem lebehema. They're maisa, fit for animal food. Only what's it called, armaisa, tamarim roim hein, the bad, worst quality dates. Umachilim atamarim atzim lebehema. The what's it called, the dates themselves you feed to animals. Hilkak agavimayu lebehema nomi kaine. Therefore the dates are also fit for animal food. Because when Shabbos came in, they were fit for animals. Even though now could be that they're not fit for animals, Rashi says, still it's what's it called, it's okay. Parsaisa, tamarim tovim hein. They machin also behem. Right, and parsaisa are good dates. Rashi is different. I told you the other pshat is there. Who says that? Tosfos. No. He had this gemara before with the pshat that I told you. But Rashi says the difference is whether you feed the dates to animals or not. The first dates are fed to animals, so the pits are not mukta. Masha'en came, the second dates you don't feed to animals, therefore the pits are mukta. Okay. Right. Shmuel Atame, one second, Shmuel Matalkalu Agav Rifta. And Shmuel used to carry or move the pits, even of the ones that are muktzah, through what's it called, by using it with bread. He put them on the bread and he moved them together with the bread. Whereas the Shmuel Atame, Domer Shmuel, also other called Tzarchu V'Pas, you're allowed to use bread for other purposes aside than eating. So you can use the bread here to move the dates. Rava metalklu agav likna demaya. Rava would move them by what's it called, putting them into water. Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua ovid lehu kgerav shorei. Rav Huna bereid, and these two shitas hold that what's it called, first of all, what's it called? According to Shmuel, the Chora, they're not muktzah at all, Tosa says. Because he holds a Kapshim. And these things are not muktzah. The only thing is that since he was an Adam Chashuv, he didn't want to move them directly. The people shouldn't learn from him to do worse. Okay, all these things are by putting them into water, whatever, they didn't become are these animal edible or not animal edible? Right, okay. What's it called? The thing is like this. L'chara, we said before, kikr v'tinuk, moving it with something mutter, is not, we don't hold as mutter. But Tosus makes the chilek between things that the etzem were usable by people, right? But now they're not, like these pits. They were part of the thing that were edible before Shabbos, and now they're not. Then you can move them with something mutter, putting them in water, putting them on bread or whatever. Something that the ikr was muktzah, not usable. That's what we said, doesn't help a kikr v'tinuk. So Mara says that another way of getting rid of these pits was by making a gerav shorei, putting them on the table in a way you become disgusted from them, and then you can take them off because you're allowed to move a gerav shorei. So Mara says, Omer le Ravashi la meimer b'chiosin gerav shorei lechatchila. Are you allowed to lechatchila make a gerav shorei in order to be able to move it? How are you allowed to dispose these pits in a heap so they become a gerav shorei? You're not allowed to make a gerav shorei. Rav Sheshes Zorik Lahu Belishne used to spit them out, so he didn't have to move them with his hands. Rav Papa Zorik Lahu Achori Amita. Rav Papa used to throw them out, what's it called, backhanded over the bed. Omru Lov Rav Zachari Ben Afkulis Shoyim Mazur Ponav Achori Amita V'Zorkan. Used to turn backwards to the so people wouldn't see and throw them across back of the bed. Rashi. Right, you're allowed to use bread, even not for direct eating, but for other purposes. It's not considered a bezoyin to the bread. The kana d'maya seifel shomayim, used to throw them into a bowl of water. Gerav shorei, tsorav and lefanav, used to put them into piles in front of him until he got a big pile that was disgusting, and then he took it off the table. Shochalat tmarim, achini mosos be'enav, v'notlan osam v'nei gerav shorei. And then he gave them to the animal. These are fit for animal food. But the question is, some of them weren't fit for animal food before Shabbos, so they're muktzah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though we paskan like Rav Shimon, these people were on Nashim Chashuv, and they didn't want to move these things without some kind of other heter, that other people shouldn't learn to do worse. Zorek Lubelishne, El Eivor HaShulchan. He used to spit them out off the table. Achori Amita, Shum Mesiv Olehu. Or the other one spit it out behind the couch that he was sitting on. Okay. Let's see what's here. Okay, the halacha of a sponge. What's it called? Tosfos holds that everybody holds that a sponge is what's it called? Osur, right? But with a handle where it's not a psik reisha, there it's machlokus from Yehuda and Rav Shimon. According to Rav Yehuda, even though it's not a psik reisha, but it still could squeeze out, and Dover Shena Meskaven is asur, and according to Rav Shimon, with a handle is okay, but without a handle it's a psik reisha. Everybody holds it's asur. The Tosis Rid holds that really there's a that according to everybody, without with a handle is mutter, right? Because it's not, there's no isra over here, not of shchita, not of libun, right? It's not something you can clean by squeezing it out. It's, he holds that there's no shchita. Shchita is only squeezing something out that naturally was in there, but water that came unnaturally into something, squeezing it out is not disha. So he holds that the gears in our Gemara should be that, what's it called, the Rabbanan Benkach Benkach Mutter. Not like Tosus says, we don't have such a Girsa, that it's Mutter, and what's it called? But the Kavan, it's also with the Rabbanan. But Shalom Kavan is Mutter, and therefore the Rabbanan hold that whether it has a handle or not, it's Mutter to use a sponge. That's the Tosus read. There's no specific Isser, right? And the only thing is, if you do it with Kavan, then it's Osir. Okay, what else is here? The Aruch learns, like we said before, that a slug is something that grows on a fish. Lamaisa, they're natural sponges that grow in the ocean, right? And therefore, it's not gidulei karka. It's not something that grows from the ground, and there's no disha. There's two isurim in squeezing something out. One is it's mefarik, which is a told of dosh. You're separating a liquid from a solid, right? Like you take the husk away from the food. And the other isur is what's it called? Kibush. You're washing the thing out that you squeeze out the water from. So the Rambam learns that the sfug is gedule karak. It grows from the ground. Right? Maybe it's a sfug that grows underwater from the ground. But it's gedule karak, therefore shayach, what's it called? It's what's it called, not the Rambam. The, what's it called? The Rambam holds that there's only disha gedule karak. So if that's the case, if a sponge grows in the water or on fish, then there's no isra of disha. The only isra could be kibbutz, of washing. And others hold that the sfug is a something that grows from the ground, therefore it's shayach, the other kind of squeezing from it, the kind is called disha, of mefarik. The Shulchan Aruch Taka said it's also because of disha. Mustam is talking about a sponge that's gedule karka, or that we hold that there's disha even shalobit gedule karka. A dry sponge. So there are those that hold that a dry sponge is what's it called klisha melachto leiser. You're allowed to move it, but only letzorach gufo makoma. Okay, the wet one you can't move because you're ending up squeezing it. It's a psikration. The dry one is still the ikker for klisha melachto leiser. And the Ravid holds it, no. Maybe with a beis achiz, it's a klisha melachto leheter, right? Without that, it's a klisha melachto leiser. And the Sfas Emes Taka says, not like that. He says that even without a handle, a dry sponge is klisha melachto leheter. Because you use it, you don't necessarily have to use it to wet it, you can use it dry too. So it's a klisha melachto leiser and leheter. Right, therefore it's considered a klisha melachto leheter. According to the Sfas Emes, a dry sponge, you'd be allowed to move even nechama letzel. You don't need a letzorah gufa makomo. And according to the other shitas, you'd have to move it only letzorah gufa makomo, even if it's dry.